This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I had mixed emotions. You guys know that as I watched this game going to Texas and certainly following and covering the Dawgs as we do, but this was a beatdown. This was a physical beatdown. For all the conversation we had last week, Mike, about them having the best offensive line, great defensive line, they got punched in the face. And I thought Texas was overwhelmed in the first half of this game. They settled down, but it was too little too late. And they weren't able to close. And, you know, the quarterback change, everybody was freaking out about that when they went to Arch because they were like, oh, it's panic mode. I actually thought that was a good move to settle down Quinn Ewers, which he came back in the game and played better. Right. But let's be honest, Georgia answered the bell. And this is kind of what we've been waiting for, Mike, and saying, all right, how good is this team really?
Yeah, man. Jalen Walker was also, I think, co-SEC Defensive Player of the Week.
Monster.
His effort. So everybody was getting after the quarterback. And that's the thing. If you're a Texas fan, Arch Manning's going to come in and here's that sort of like Hollywood story being written and Arch to the rescue. He couldn't get anything going either because Georgia was living in Texas backfield. The defense performance was amazing. As we said, the only thing that you had to settle for a couple of field goals and that Carson Beck kept giving the ball over to Texas. But other than that, it was just unbelievable to see. And look, you and I touched on it. They had not played a team of this caliber. Michigan, even in the Big House, that's not Jim Harbaugh's Michigan.
No, they weren't the same.
And Oklahoma is what they are, and it's pretty bad. But yeah, this is one that, sure, here's the thing. Everybody deals in absolutes now, just like the ESPN guys before the game. It's all Texas. And afterwards, well, not like Texas is going to go somewhere. They're going to regroup. Sark's a good coach. They'll figure things out. But they've got to be able to account for that kind of physicality of the Georgia's front.
Well,
we'll see more of that later in the playoffs.
Absolutely. And yeah, at 6-1, they're going to be a playoff team. Their schedule's going to allow them probably to win out, Mike. And you'll be a one-loss team heading into the playoff and whatever happens from there.
That A&M game, you talked about it Friday.
That's a big one.
Huge.
That's a big one. Texas, the other part of this is Georgia came in and did not, you know, relinquish this lead once they got it on the road. And I thought, Mike, it took the crowd out. Obviously, the biggest moment of this game, everybody in college football is talking about it. It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, as we broadcast live from Buffalo Wild Wings. Perimeter location, come through and see us, man. We are going to have a lot of fun out here today. Mike and I are done at 6, but we're just going to hang out, kick it with you guys at the bar and talk about these Monday night games. So we'd love to see you guys come out here and hang out with us. Fans throwing stuff on the field is nothing new. In the moment, I get it. It's an emotional time. You feel like your team has gotten robbed, and everybody right now who's listening saying, oh, it was classless, I'd never do that. Well, you put yourself in that situation in the student body,
right?
Because it was the student section. And in that moment, they made a mistake. And, Mike, I thought it was a mob mentality because all it took was one kid to throw something on the field, right. And then everybody's throwing stuff on the field, which ultimately led to a call that everybody is talking about.
Yeah, and again, I've never seen – it ever happened in SEC, ACC, any conference in college football. Remember, guys, like the NFL, they gave it 1 year where you could review, you know, pass interference. It's not reviewable in the SEC. What this did while they cleaned up all the bottles, somebody somewhere in the SEC got on the horn and talked to those officials and said, you got to turn over, you got to, you know, turn that thing over. And I've never seen it happen. And Georgia fans have never seen it happen. And it sets a terrible precedent, which has been commented on, like just acting like a bunch of idiots and give, you know, the refs another 5 minutes to figure something out. And maybe they'll get it right. So the kids who did throw, apparently everybody, you saw the meme that went viral, one of those messages you got on their season ticket saying, you're done. You don't get to go to games anymore this year for this season for
sure,
Texas.
Sure.
But it just, to me, I'm not a conspiracy nut. I'm not trying to get wacky here, but just it's pretty obvious that somebody said, either from an official on the field, somebody in the booth said, you've got to overturn this call. Because they had already made the call. The call's already made, and then the deluge of debris, and then they literally come back and reverse the call.
So, Jahde Barron's pick. He picks the ball off, runs it back 36 yards to the Georgia 9-yard line in the third quarter. This is the moment we're talking about. and it is called pass interference. Originally, that's the call. And to Mike's point, I don't know how long it was. Mike, was it 8-10 minutes? Cleared the field?
Right.
I don't know how long it was. But once that was done, they came back, the officials came back on and said, hey, the call's been reversed. And Kirby lost his mind, and rightfully so. And I remember turning to my wife, I said, look, this is the right call, but the moment, it just doesn't feel right. Like, if you were going to do this, it just doesn't seem like the process was the right way to go about it. So let me ask you this, Mike. Why can't we have reviews in college football? Why can't we have what they have in the NFL, where you get a coach's challenge and a red flag
right
in these moments where you feel like, hey, that's a blown call, and I get to challenge? Because the way this played out, and let's just keep it real, it felt like the refs were in on this.
Right.
And if you're not a Texas or a fan and you're saying, yeah, it's the right call, that's one thing. But if you're a dog fan, you're going, what the hell? We're on the road. There's 110,000 folks in here. You took 10 minutes, and now you're changing. Somebody's getting in on this.
Which, again, by the rules, it's not supposed to happen, okay? They've never reversed a call, okay, as far as a pass interference. And, by the way, we've had this discussion on the radio. The NFL, because of the blown call in the NFC Championship game between the Rams and the Saints, gave you reviewable for the pass interference call, and they took it away. We could have used it yesterday. Now, only a field goal on that first drive, but that was a big moment where you got the pass interference. We're about to get those guys off the field.
Yeah.
It sustains a drive for Seattle on what I thought was a dubious pass interference call. So it would be nice if the college ranks want to set that standard, because, as we know, pass interference is huge. It needs to be reviewed. And Saturday night, that game took forever because of all the things going on and reviews and more video. It's funny, if you were an English fan, one race, you think American football is in a striped shirt looking at a tiny little television, because that's all you saw.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season, but this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.